This is Billy Alexander from the band Why Not, and I'm listening to the David Bowers Awards. Why? Because all the cool kids are doing it.
And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
Well, thank you very much, John Bon Jovial, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary one. And thank you, folks, for joining us once again for another hour of music and who knows what else. We got a couple of great guests this week. We've got some good things happening. And we also have a couple of old friends of ours back with our opening song today, Richie Dave Porter, UK blues guitarist, and his lady Deborah Susan, who have made quite a team together as a duo, have a great new release just out in the last day or two, and we're going to let you hear it right now. Here they are, Richie Dave Porter, Deborah Susan, and Hurricane.
I love pure, I love strong, I know two hearts come.
Hurricane Richie Dave Porter and Deborah Susan. Now, Richie Dave Porter has been a Brit guitarist of the blues rock genre for some time, achieved a humongous following over there, and he's been joined by his lady, who they have joined in matrimony as well, and produced quite a team that is starting to rack up the awards as a duo. We love having them on the show, and we're really glad that we've gotten to know them. Richie Dave and Deborah Susan with the original single Hurricane was produced by Michael Tingle and is now available virtually everywhere, including Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, all the usual places there. And you can go find out more about them at richiedaveporter.co.uk. That's their official website for Richie Dave Porter and Deborah Susan, original blues, rock, southern rock, and their magazine reviews, everything you want to know about them, you'll find at richiedaveporter.co.uk, including their official music videos and more. And don't forget, if you like the music, add it to your streaming playlist. John Bon Jovial, what do you think about it?
Well, I think that there's really only one expression that comes to mind for me when it comes to letting you know what my feelings about this particular song are, and that is, that kicks ass. That's really good.
Well, I wish you wouldn't be so on the fence. You know, you could just come out and voice an opinion.
I could, but, you know, we're supposed to be neutral in our reporting and our opinions, and because, after all, there's people on both sides of the fence. Some people might think the song sucks. I don't know why they would. And other people might think, wow, that kicks ass. Well, I happen to go with that crowd.
Yeah, so you're on the kick-ass side, and I understand that and agree wholeheartedly. And, yeah, that we try to remain neutral, but at the same time, we're not going to couch our feelings by faking it, is pretty much what I'm saying. We have got a loaded show today, and we're going to get right on to it, to our first guest, right after we thank Teddy Bingo for providing our theme song for 12 years now, and moving on. Texas Rock and Roll from Teddy Bingo. Check him out online at teddybingo.com. Also want to salute Steve Litvak, the Baron, whose Rock and Roll Rumble show follows the David Bowers Awards Saturdays on Rochester Free Radio. And Armin Schaubruck with Armin Spins, who follows the Baron on Rochester Free Radio. That's Rochester Free Radio, WRFZ, FM 106.3 in Rochester, New York. If you're not in the upstate New York area, you can still pick them up online at rochesterfreeradio.com. Be sure and follow them. As I said, we've got some guests standing by. We want to talk with our first guest, Lady Miranda, and we will after we introduce you to her by way of a tune called Wasting Time.
When you look into my heart, same. I tried to say before, it was never gonna work. We better quit now before someone gets hurt. I knew you was trouble when you walked through the door. But what you didn't know was that ain't even on the score. One heartbreak leads to another. But it won't be mine, cause I got that covered. A heart made of gold wrapped in a cage of steel. You look at me like you can't believe all this is real. You say you got love, but love is not what I feel. Don't tempt me now, cause I will go for the kill. Believe I'm getting ready. All this is getting heavy. You don't know what you want, and the game is getting gritty steady. Boy, I will crash this plane. You're making me insane. With all this time we're wasting, I won't last another day.
We're just wasting time.
Wasting time. Let's talk to the lady herself right now. Here is Lady Miranda. Hello there.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. It's another rainy day over here.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, doing fine. And trust me, we have what the weather forecasters around here called plentiful sunshine. So if you need some sunshine, we've got plenty we'd be willing to share with you. And we'd be willing to take a little of the rain. That's good stuff. We could use a little rain out here in Arizona. Good to see you. Since this is your first time on the show, tell us a little bit about Lady Miranda.
Well, music has always been a big part of my life. Doing it professionally, I don't think it was something I really considered in the past, even though I've always been writing and doing a lot of creative things. I kind of stumbled into it back in 2019, where I'm going to use the word bumped into a producer, but I bumped into him online. So
okay.
I guess that's today's version of bumping into someone.
It's one version, yes.
I think they call it poking, don't they?
Well,
I don't think it's a feature anymore. But he was looking for a singer to help him do a cover of a Japanese song, and he needed someone who was a soprano, and that's kind of where my wheelhouse is. We did not do the song in Japanese, as much as I think that would have been so cool. I can't speak Japanese, so we did it in English. But it was really neat. And after that, we started working on some of my own original material. He was based out of Nashville. And then when COVID happened, I started working on a lot of stuff on my own and eventually switched to a producer that's more local to me. And we've been at it ever since.
And where is local for you?
I am in the Seattle-Tacoma area of Washington State.
And so you have actually been doing this professionally for a short period of time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know at what point you consider it a long period of time, but...
Well, we're not talking 10 or 20 years, so...
No, but, not yet.
What spurred you to go pro with this, or did you just automatically wind up doing it?
I kind of just wound up doing it. Like I mentioned, you know, music has always been a big part of my life from a very young age. I used to compete in dance competitions, and... I was in choir. I was always kind of performing for friends or my family, you know, when I was a kid. And I had helped with a lot of like singing competitions that were amateur singing competitions. And I've competed amateurly before. So when I got a chance to work with this producer, and I had already been writing songs because I, you know, have been a writer since I was a kid with poetry and things of that nature. And I had a lot of really good ideas. And so when I worked with him to do that cover, we had a really good interaction. And it just kind of went from there where he was like, if you have original stuff, I'd be happy to produce it. And I was like, okay.
Sure. Twist my arm.
Yeah, he didn't have to twist very hard.
Well, listen, we do a lot of work here. As a matter of fact, most of what we do is with emerging artists at varying stages of their careers, but, you know, unsigned indie artists. So we'd like to explore that part of your career, as it were. What was the biggest stumbling block you would say you encountered in going pro?
Really kind of getting used to the process and really understanding how different it was being in the studio versus like singing live, because right. I was used to singing live and I'd done that in front of audiences through competitions and whatnot for a number of years. And so doing the studio work was a lot different, making sure that I had my lyrics and my own cadence and timing and rhythms to whatever songs I had written. And everyone thinks that just because you write a song, you automatically have it memorized, and that is not true.
Right.
So kind of really getting used to the process, and then when COVID happened and that producer decided he was not going to be doing music for a while, I was kind of thrown for a loop because I was in the middle of working on a new project. And so I kind of had to figure out how to switch gears and learn to work with someone else.
Sure. Yeah, that's got to be, for someone, especially someone starting in the business, that's got to be a major hurdle. John Bon Jovial, you're awful quiet there. Come on in.
Well, you haven't let me get a word in edgewise, but
well, that's true.
Thank you for this opportunity. Miranda, welcome to the show. It's really yeah. good to have you. And I want to circle back to the song that we just played, Wasting Time. I really like it, and I like the fact that you have a very weird blending of styles in there, and it seems to work. You've got an ethereal kind of a mood to it and a little bit of a rock and roll mood to it, and then you even put some hip-hop in there. And it's just a very bizarre mixture, but it works, and it works very well. It's original. And
that is my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, it is. It's original. It grabbed my attention. How did the song come to be where it is now? From the moment that you may have written an idea down on a napkin to its final version that we just heard, how did you get it there?
So I listen to a lot of like instrumental beats. I grew up, you know, in the 80s and 90s where hip-hop and rock were kind of big running themes and genres in that time, but because my parents were from like the disco era, I listened to a lot of that too, and my aunt was the one who actually introduced me to rock when I was a kid. And so when I listened to these instrumental beats, I listened to so many kinds, everything from rock to hip-hop and rap and trap beats and reggae and all kinds of stuff. And when I find a beat that makes my brain start just forming words to the beat, then I know that that's the beginning of a song and I can build a song out of it. And so that's what I do. And then my producer will take whatever tempo that I've kind of created with this song, and we build the whole thing from scratch. And I kind of give him an idea of the feel that I'm going for with the song. I love the band Evanescence, and so they do influence some of my songs. Even if you listen to some of my past albums, you can hear their influence in some of my songs.
I've never been that big into Evanescence, although I know of them and have heard some of their stuff, and now you just made me think of it. Sure, I can see that. I can see that, but it's the other blendings that just makes it so unique.
It's really edgy. It's got an ethereal edge to it, and it does definitely crosses genres, more blends genres than crosses, and it does have an edgy feel to it, which I think kind of sets it off. I like your combination. I have no idea how you came up with it.
I'm full of surprises. My producer already knows when I go in with a new project to expect anything, because I will walk in there and be like, okay, we're going to do a completely different genre that we've never done before. And I don't follow traditional style of songwriting. I know traditionally there's a lot of like verse, chorus, bridge type business. And I don't, sometimes I follow that, but a lot of times all that goes out the window and
Freeform.
I tell my producer, don't tell me what the rules are, because then I don't have to follow them.
I like that.
You make your own rules as you go along.
Yeah, Yeah. I mean, people don't realize I can do rap lyrics and things of that nature. So it's a surprise. I like to kind of throw those surprises in there, the things that are unexpected. Sure. You know, I got told early on, oh, you need to pick a genre. You need to pick a genre. And I flat out refuse to do that. So this is my way of refusing to pick a genre and staying multi-genre, because I can combine those genres in a way that people really aren't doing.
I love it. I really do. And I love the fact that you're able to pull the genres together and basically make them one genre, your genre. They are Lady Miranda music. And that is really neat. Another thing that I like, you're involved with ISSA, the International Songwriters Association, and mm-hmm. we've had a lot of guests on here who are. The one that comes to mind first is Linda Marks out of the Boston area.
I love Linda Marks.
She's quite a person, quite a talent, and we are happy that she comes, sees us frequently and shares her music and ideas with us. And we obviously have a relationship with ISSA because of that. But the thing that I noticed about you that you take pride in, and rightfully so, is that you're known as an educator for your coaching and mentoring expertise. Now, for someone who hasn't had a 30, 40-year career in the business, that's quite an accomplishment. How do you do that?
Are you asking me how do I do that, like, in general? Or how is it possible that I do that with such a short career compared to
Well, actually, either way. But how do you achieve the ability to do coaching and mentoring in a business that you are still, you know, you're still growing into?
Yeah, I have a lot of coaching experience in life, not just in music. And so I think that comes in handy. You know, I'm also not very quiet about the fact that I'm autistic. And so for me, that really, my mind looks at things a lot differently. And so when I coach or teach or whatnot, I have my own methods of doing things that warrant results. And that was apparent when I worked in healthcare and taught medicine for 4 years. And that's apparent in anything that I teach and coach, is I have my own way of doing things. I think that's part of what makes me successful. And even before I was doing music professionally, I was still singing and still interacting with others in the music world and competing. And I love to volunteer, so I've always mentored singers and helped other people with things like stage fright and whatnot. And so it just, I also like to help the underdogs, and they have a special place in my heart, especially in this industry.
I admire your standing up for the fact that you are on the autism spectrum. And I'm just wondering, the fact that you are using that to help you coach and mentor other artists, does that in any way help you build your own career?
I think to a point it does, because it gives me something that other people don't have, or a lot of other people don't have, which is a different perspective. I think in this industry, things have been done a certain way for so long. And for me, taking that same road of doing things how everyone else has done it has never worked for me. So when I started doing things differently and did it in a way that did work for me, I started to have a lot more success.
That makes sense. And because it was something that you were comfortable with, it added to your comfort zone, which gives anybody more confidence in what they're doing. So that's not surprising. Now, where are you going with your career now? What are you looking to do, say, a year, 2 years, 5 years down the road?
Gosh, I have so many ideas. Where do I start? the one thing that I've noticed is that music is not as accessible to certain people as I would like it to be. When I say that, I'm thinking of people like me who are on the spectrum. I'm thinking of disabled musicians and people who struggle a little more with the things that come with the music industry. I really do want to make an impact in that area, and I have been thinking of some ways to do that. And I am meeting with a friend of mine this week to kind of talk about what building that would look like, because it's a big undertaking. And there are some organizations out there in like the UK and places like that, but we don't have anything that's really solidly set here that has a wide enough reach. And so that's one of the things that I'd really like to do in the next, you know, year or two. Also, I'm just continuing to advocate for autistic adults because we show up different in all industries, but particularly in the arts. We're talking about myself and my own kind of goals outside of that. I don't want to jinx myself, but I'm really hoping for some big news this year. That process has already been started for, and I haven't really announced anything about that on my social media at all anywhere, because I'm waiting to hear.
Well, that's understandable. It's a good point for me to mention the fact, once you're on our show, we have this thing, you are now part of our family. We love you, we follow you, we want to help you, and we want to give you every opportunity to spread the word of your music, what you're doing, your career, and your successes as well. And so we also have, among a plethora of social media pages, one of our pages, which is on Facebook, because that's where we started over 10 years ago, and it is the David Bowers Awards groups page.
And I'm in there.
Are you in that? Well, congratulations. Well, you're already part of our family then. That is there specifically for our guests and other indie artists to share their music, their news, actually anything you want to share with your listeners to future fans or whatever, anything that has to do with your music, the career or whatever. And you can go and post on there. You don't have to go through me or send a press release. You can post it directly there and we will go through and take whatever you post and share it with the other pages to which we post. So,
oh, trust me, if I get the news I'm hoping for, I'm going to throw a party and everybody's going to know.
Fantastic. We'd love to hear it and share it for you, with you. And we look forward to having you come back in the future. John Bon Jovi, you're sitting back there awfully quiet today.
No, I've just been enjoying the conversation and admiring this young lady for her enthusiasm, her talent. And Miranda, I really hope that she'll come back again and see us. I really do.
I'd love to.
We'll definitely look forward to that. Now, I always try to give our guests a chance to spread their own word while they're with us. And so tell the listeners how they can find you, follow you, contact you if they want, and of course, most importantly, how and where they can get your music.
Absolutely. So I have made my website very interactive. So all the streaming links to all the platforms where you can find my music are on these fun little click buttons on the very front page of my website. You click on your favorite streaming platform, it will take you straight to where my music is on that platform. My website is theonlyladymiranda.com. And you can also buy my merchandise from there, physical copies of my album, virtual, digital copies of my album. I'm on Facebook under Lady Miranda. I'm on Instagram under The Lady Miranda. Yeah, so I'm everywhere and here, there, and all over the place. And ISSA voting begins April 1st. I'm nominated for multiple categories.
Glad you mentioned that. I wanted to be sure to get into that, and we want to be sure to thank you so much for coming and spending time with us, sharing your story, and encourage you. Please do keep in touch. Do come back and see us again, and thank you again so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, Lady Miranda, the only Lady Miranda, and this is called Casualty. Casualty. That is Lady Miranda right here in the David Bowers Awards. John Bon Jovial, what'd you think?
It's just a continuation of what we heard before with of originality. It's got a nice ethereal feel to it, but this one I think takes it a little step further, and it's got kind of like an authoritarian air to it. Like, you better listen to me. I know what I'm talking about, and that's kind of cool.
Agreed. Yes, definitely shows her versatility and what she's doing. And I do look forward to following her career the next time she comes on the show, see where she's at and what she's doing. Exciting artist there. Speaking of excitement, we have got some exciting people standing by. And I say that because I alone have listened to a little of their music. John Bon Jovial is going to hear some of it for the very first time because we don't let him hear the music ahead of time. We want to get his gut reaction when he hears it for the first time. So let's get into the first tune from our next guest, who call themselves Rogues of Chaos. Here they are with Crazy for You.
Matter now, 'cause all I
Crazy for You, Rogues of Chaos, right here on the David Bowers Awards. And we have a couple of the Rogues with us right now. We have Jerry and Christina, and I think we should jump right in and get to talking with you. Let's start with the lady first. Christina, welcome aboard.
Well, I'm delighted to be here, David and John. Love your show.
Well, thank you. We are so happy to have you here, and so appropriate because, as you are aware, we have our own little chaos right here on the show, and we're as big a rogue as you're ever going to find. Where did that name come from?
Oh, it's Jerry. That's all Jerry's idea.
Yeah, it was. I was coming out of another band called the Cardiac Kids, very punk. We were one of the actually forerunners of the punk scene here in San Diego. And we had done like a 40-year reunion thing at the Casbah here. And I decided that it was time to get a bit roguish with my stuff. So,
well, that's a natural progression, I would say. Sounds good to me. What was your first thought about the concept, about what you were going to do musically?
I was going, there was a couple of things that I had in mind, and one of them was kind of that metal power pop-ish, but I wanted also with some of my material, give it that little dark edge. Mm-hmm. And Christina said, you ought to do your own material. She had heard some of my writing and he had read some of my writing and everything, and he just jumped in with me.
Awesome. Now, what is your function with the group? What do you play? I'm looking at a guitar, and I'm thinking that's probably your main instrument.
I play lead guitar. I do the majority of the songwriting and arranging.
Okay.
So I'm kind of like the group leader.
Instigator, yeah, right.
Rogue one.
And Christina, your function?
I play the keyboards, do some backup singing, and kind of help with the behind-the-scenes stuff.
And I noticed from the pictures you've got a few other people that join you in the chaos. Tell us about the other people.
Well, we've got Kaylin, our vocalist. I've known her since we did a thing in the mid-90s. Great girl. She assists me with melody-wise on the songs. I'll give her my ideas, and she takes it from there, because if I were to sing, every dog in a five-mile radius would be howling.
Well, that sounds like it. That sounds like a song right there. I mean, come on. And your brand of music, you call it, if I read correctly, a raw brand of power in your face music, and you lean towards songs that address what's going on in the world today, which, well, that's kind of chaotic in itself. What's your goal? What do you want to do with your music? What do you want it to do?
Well, I wanted to get into everybody's face, and you know, let's get back to that power and that fun with music. You know, let's get back to what we had. Let's get back to some of the basics at times.
Agreed.
Now, let's enjoy ourselves with music, though. And that's what, you know, I wanted to take a bite out of what we have today.
And they could definitely use a bite out of something. I know. I really enjoyed just scanning through your website, seeing some of the places you played, because I spent a chunk of my life out in Southern California, and I see some of the places that I spent some time and spent a few nights too. The old whiskey, everybody knows the whiskey. And there were some other places I noticed that, some familiar places on the rounds in the L.A. area. I was out there. I disc jockeyed at a, dare I say the word, a disco club in Pasadena for a few years.
had a lot of fun there and got to meet a lot of people, but that's a whole another story. Christina, what's your feeling about what the band is doing?
I love it. I mean, we bring back the feeling of, like, the, you were talking about the 70s and 80s. It's kind of like new classic rock in some ways and new classic metal. It's got that same kind of vibrancy, and the people they dance to us. They really get into joining us in, and we are pretty dramatic on stage, and we just have a great time and love sharing our music, and it's very accessible.
I agree 100% there, and having listened to some of your music, it's impossible to sit still while you're listening to it. I bet you guys are a ball on stage in person.
Oh, we have a blast.
We have so much fun.
I bet you do. It's got to be crazy, don't you think, John Bon Jovial?
Well, yeah, you just broached a subject that I wanted to talk about, is that this music sounds like it's just a hell of a blast, a lot of fun. The enthusiasm, the vibrancy of Crazy for You, it's just, I found myself bobbing my head, and I love a good, lead guitar solo, but who doesn't? And as David had mentioned earlier, the way we've done our thing here for the last 12 or 13 years, I never get to hear the music before we put it on our air. So that was the first time I ever heard that song. And I'm just thinking to myself, damn, that's good. And it's just, enjoyed the heck out of listening to that. And well done. Well done. I get the impression that you guys have a good time in the studio.
We do.
Oh, yes, we do.
That would be something I'd like to be a fly on the wall to see. That would be something.
Well, we're at the Whiskey a couple more times this year if you make your way out to Southern California.
Trust me, I will keep that in mind, and if I do, you'll be the first to know. If you guys, I don't know if you do national touring at all.
We're all getting
up. Well, if you get out east of where you are, out in the Phoenix, Tempe, Arizona area, I might be able to crash the party there. And if you get out to that remote place out in the northern Midwest, the Kalamazoo, Michigan area, John Bon Jovial is camped out down that area. So he would love a chance to come out and raise a little hell with you, too.
I'd love to see you guys out here. And Kalamazoo has got a pretty decent indie music scene. So it might be worth checking out for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you've got a college influence up there, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Are you talking to me?
Yes, John.
Oh, yeah. Western Michigan University.
Yes,
and also Kalamazoo Valley Community College. Both have excellent music programs. So there are a lot of musicians in the area, a lot of nightclubs. There's a very vibrant scene. This is a very young, very progressive town.
Oh, fantastic. You should go to work for the Chamber of Commerce.
I shouldn't. Yes.
Rock and roll Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Guy and gal. There was a note in your story that I was really intrigued by, and I want to touch on it here because it's just that neat that you could keep, keep friend relationships over periods of time. It said that you, Christina, met Jerry back in the first grade?
Yes, we were in the same first grade class.
Oh, my gosh. Did you ever have the idea that you would be doing something later in life together?
Not at that time. No way.
No. We also went to junior high and high school together.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And you managed to survive a childhood crush on each other, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. I've got some friends back from grade school. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think got a couple from first grade that, thanks to the magic of the internet, you can keep in touch with people all over the country. And it's a great feeling being able to touch base and hang on to those memories and everything. What's on the tap for the Rogues of Chaos in the future?
Well, we're getting ready to release our first album.
Awesome. Well, let me do a personal plug here. We do a lot of work, as I mentioned, with the indie and emerging artists, and you get the album coming. Do you have any idea when it's coming out?
Hopefully by the beginning
of the
summer.
In the next few months.
Okay. When you know you've got it in the can and it's going to be coming out and you're ready to, you know, maybe release or make noise about it, give me a shout and maybe we can put something together to do something with it for you.
Oh, that would be
Thank
nice.
You.
The name
that would be so wonderful.
Called Wild Tonight.
Wild Tonight. Okay. And that it's the album you said will probably be out by early summer.
Yes.
Fantastic. You've got my email. You know how to get in touch with me. Don't hesitate. You get some idea of when it's going to be out. Let me know, and maybe we can put together something to make a little noise and get some people noticing the album when it does come out. John Bon Jovial, something you'd like to add?
I just want to thank you guys for being here. It's been a joy talking to you, and I'm looking forward to playing our next song, Wild Tonight, speaking of which. And I hope you'll come back again. And we'd love to do an album show for you when Wild Tonight does come out. So thank you. Thank you for the honor of your company and your time.
No, thank you guys for having us. Thank you guys very much.
Our pleasure.
This is fantastic.
Thank you for all you do for indie music. I really love your show.
Thanks. Thank you. That's what we're here for. That's what we try to do. And as I mentioned to every guest, one of our points online is our old Facebook groups page, the David Bowers Awards groups. That is there for our guests, as well as any indie artist, to post your music, news, releases, anything you want to share with fans and reach more fans. And you can post directly to it, and we'll pick up from that, and we'll share it with the other sites that we repost to. So feel free to use us as a press release clearinghouse or something, whatever. Feel free to use that page for that, because that's exactly what it's there for. And you know how to get in touch with us. If we can help you in any way, don't hesitate. That's what we're here for. And again, I echo what John Bon Jovial just said. Thank you so much for coming and sharing your time and your story with us. And do keep in touch. We definitely look forward to having you back again and maybe doing something with that album, too. So we'll look forward to that. Ladies and gentlemen, they call themselves Rogues of Chaos. And here it is. Going to get wild tonight. Wild Tonight, Rogues of Chaos, right around the David Bowers Awards. And we thank them so much for coming and sharing their music and their excitement with us. We also thank Lady Miranda for joining us and sharing her story and music with us. We thank you for joining us every week and hope you'll be back again next week. John Bon Jovial, I think it's time you take us home.
Well, absolutely. Thank you, David. And folks, once again, you've done it. You spent another perfectly good hour with us here at the David Bowers Awards. And each and every week, we are so grateful for your presence. Thank you so, so much. The David Bowers Awards is broadcast around the world from our studios in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and from the Valley of the Sun in Tempe, Arizona, and we're available for free on most of the major streaming services. Be sure to join us next week for the David Bowers Awards Saturday on WRFZ-FM 106.3 on your FM radio dial, a.k.a. Rochester Free Radio. And if you're not within the sound of their listening signal, you can find them on the interwebs at rochesterfreeradio.com, and that happens every Saturday at noon Eastern, and then 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and 7 p.m. UTC on Sunday. You'll find us on rss.com. When you go to rss.com, just put a search in there for the David Bowers Awards, comes right up, and you'll see not only this show, but you'll see all of the shows that we've done in the past. So be sure to check it out. It's kind of cool. So until next week, for the David Bowers Awards and all the other ne'er-do-wells, morons, and rejects that work here at the Radio Ranch, I am yours truly, the legendary John Bon Jovial, saying be good to yourselves, be good to each other, wash your hands. We'll see you next week right here on the David Bowers Awards.